I want to start by giving you a warning. Some of the things that I'm going to speak about in this message may not be suitable for young viewers. If you have children in the room, I strongly recommend that you wait until they are not around before you listen to this message. The reason that I'm sharing these things with you is to give you a better understanding and prepare your heart for the things that you're about to see come upon this earth. What we are witnessing is an unveiling of the true evil that exists in our reality. So take a moment, pray for discernment, and make sure that your heart is prepared for the things that I'm about to share. Pray for the Lord's hedge of protection around you, your house, and your family. Now, a lot of people are seeing all of these files that are coming out about Epstein and all of these people that are affiliated. And not a lot of people understand what's truly going on here because there's so much confusion. There's so much information on social media and on all of these different platforms. But what I want to convey to you here today is to help you to understand that these things are not just physical in nature. They all tie back to spiritual warfare. The Bible tells us, and I say this over and over, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. If you don't understand spiritual warfare, the book of Ephesians is a very good place to start and pray that the Lord would give you eyes to see and ears to hear. When you see these struggles going on in our society with child sacrifice and child abuse and all of these different rituals that are taking place, and you hear about all of these things that are tied to a occultism and things that are demonic, you have to understand that this is the spiritual battle that rages in our society. Now, I want you to understand something. This island, this Epstein Island, it wasn't just a place for pedophiles to go and mess with kids. This was a place of satanic worship and satanic ritual abuse. What most people don't want to accept is the fact that these people had an underground facility where not only were they sacrificing children to deities, they were farming babies. Epstein made a comment about how he wanted to seed the human race with his DNA. And when I saw that, I thought, why would this guy say something like that? That tells me that he wants to carry on his bloodline. And this bloodline and DNA goes all the way back to the days of Noah. And if you look at who was sacrificing children to Baal and Moloch, or Molech, these were the Canaanites. Jesus told us in Matthew 24 and verse 37, he said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so also shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man." He's telling us that we will see things happening like it was happening in the days of Noah. Now, he said people ate and drank and were given in marriage and built houses until the day that Noah entered the ark. But you also have to go back and look into what was happening in the days of Noah. And you had this bloodline of people from the line of Cain. They were Canaanites. And what they were doing is they were eating their own children and they were sacrificing their children to these deities, Molech and Baal, B-A-apostrophe-A-L. These are known as the gods of child sacrifice. And this is something that we see in our society as like an ancient folklore or something that doesn't go on today. But I'm here to tell you that these people, they do these things in secrecy. They have secret societies and occults and cabals. That's where you get into the higher levels of Freemasonry and in the Illuminati and the Skull and Bones fraternity. And all of these people that are in high-ranking positions, you have to understand that the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. He is the prince of the power of the air. That's what we're seeing take place here. Now, I want to read to you here in Leviticus chapter 20, starting in verse 2. What the Bible says about these people who sacrifice children to these demons. And in this scripture, it references Molech or Moloch as we hear it today. It says again, "Thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones." you can see that God is very displeased with the people who choose to pass their children through the fire to these demons. But I want you to understand something. What happens whenever you draw nigh to God as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ, when we desire to draw nigh to the living God, we choose to repent for sins. We read our Bible. We become born again and transformed by the renewal of our mind in Christ. We are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit. We begin to do works in Christ to draw nigh to God, and we resist temptation. And in doing so, we are filled with the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. But what do you think these people do when they're out here worshiping these devils and they want to be filled with a different spirit? It goes in both directions. You've heard it said in Satanism where they say, as above, so below. Satan is a counterfeit God. He is a false God. He tries to be like the Most High, but he was cast down for rebelling against the God of heaven. But what you need to understand is that he requires these things. He requires this sacrifice because if people want the power of these demons, of these rulers of darkness and these principalities and the spiritual wickedness in high places, they have to perform these rituals and these defilements upon their own flesh, because when a man or a woman of God draws nigh to God, they perform those rituals. They seek the Lord with their whole heart. They live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, and in doing so, they are filled with the Holy Spirit. So in a sense, you desire to be possessed with the Holy Spirit of the living God. Not many people say it like that, but that's exactly what you're asking for. As the Bible says, I must decrease so that God can increase through me. Greater is He that is in me than me that is in the world. So that tells me that I desire to have more of the Holy Spirit than I do of my own spirit. So in a sense, I am desiring to be possessed with the Holy Spirit of the living God. When these people do these rituals, they sacrifice these children to these demons. They do so that they can be possessed with these spirits, because make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, these are possession rituals. The Bible says here in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, starting in verse 9, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. We are living in that hour of revelation where God is revealing to us the true evil that dwells upon this earth. These people that serve Satan, that are doing these defilement rituals, they're openly bragging about selling their soul to the devil, about doing these things to children, sending emails back and forth. Guys, this stuff's all here. It's right out in the open. The enemy's not hiding anymore. And when you see what's being revealed, this is nothing to what's coming, because Jesus told us everything done in darkness is going to be made known in the light. Now, when I was looking at some of these Epstein files, and I noticed that an email came out where it was a bank transaction, and it showed the name that Epstein had on this specific bank account, and it was named after Baal or Baal. And when I saw this, I thought, wow, this guy's pretty brazen to put the name of this child sacrifice deity on his bank account. But it's on there. He's talking about transferring money to this account, where all of these emails are talking in this language that is the language of these pedophiles, these child traffickers. They refer to little girls and boys as pizza and pepperoni and all of these different lingos and terminologies that they use, they're all in these emails. That's what they talk about, having a pizza party. And you can go and look at these celebrities like Ellen DeGeneres and Jennifer Aniston and all of these different people who have came out on the main stage and bragged about how they have the best pizza parties.
You told a story about going and having pizza at the Clooney's in Lake Como.
Yeah, that's all an Aniston thing. She's like, George and I would love you to come over for pizza, but you have to dress right.
What did you put in his after lunch coffee?
You have to dress right, Adam. Good you can't God. Show up in your shorts.
Don't,
you know what
don't embarrass me.
Don't exactly.
How was the pizza? Was it good?
Did he make it himself?
Pizza was better than Clooney's. Everybody made a certain kind of pizza.
There's no pizza we didn't love.
Something that he doesn't
Five different kinds or six different kinds of pizza that night. Clooney's was excellent.
Shut your
Amal's was the winner.
I will tell you though.
Yes, she can handle it. Her parties are incredible at her house too.
Yeah, she does have good parties, and she makes good pizza as well.
She makes great pizza.
Wonderful pizza. All right, just because I have this crazy idea that I will order pizza. And so if I do, I don't want it to go to waste. Who will eat pizza if I... Jennifer? Yes? Harrison?
And then passing a very famous hat to pay the delivery guy.
What do you have, Harvey? 200?
200. Does that cover it?
That's a start.
Now, you need to understand here that there are different levels of satanic rituals that they do. Now, I'm not trying to glorify any kind of satanic ritual or anything like that, but the Bible says we are called to take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, yet reprove them. So that means that we are called to expose evil, to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. If we are going to walk as disciples on this earth, how are we going to do so if we don't understand how our enemy operates? The first thing that you do when you go to make war is you gather intel on your enemy. Now, these different levels of satanic rituals, they can go as far as defilement rituals, humiliation rituals. And what I mean by that is in Hollywood, when they want to do a humiliation ritual, an example of that is when they get one of these celebrity men to put on a dress in a movie. And we've seen all of these different movies where these famous male actors put on a dress and did these things. When I first saw this, I asked myself, why would they desire to glorify a man in a dress on a movie in Hollywood? And I prayed about this, and I searched God's word, and I prayed for discernment. And what these people do is it is an abomination ritual. It's a humiliation ritual, but it is also an abomination before the Lord. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 22, starting in verse 5, it says, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God." So what do we see in our culture? We see not only do they put these men in dresses like Madea with Tyler Perry and Martin Lawrence and Mrs. Doubtfire and all of these other movies we've seen where these famous actors who were men wore dresses. Cat Williams recently came out and did an interview and said they came to him and asked him to put on a dress. And he said, "I will not do that because I am a man of integrity and I believe in the Lord God." But we see these people do this because they are honoring their God by doing these abominations. Anything the Bible says is evil or an abomination, they will do these things in sacrifice to the God they worship, which is Satan himself. Now, not only do they do these things, another form of rituals that these people perform is animal sacrifice, right? We see back in the Old Testament that people used to sacrifice animals for God at the temple, right? If they had committed sin, they would bring in an animal to the temple and they would cut it and let it bleed out on the altar to atone for their sins. It was a ritual that they did. So these people will still do that because they are summoning these lower level demons. They will set up a pentagram and light candles and set these crystals to channel this energy through these crystals because it is like a possession ritual. That's what these people do in witchcraft. But these people do these things to sacrifice for the God that they worship. Now, another form of this ritual sacrifice they do is a defilement ritual. I saw another email that had came out that was talking about how these people had given testimonies that they had witnessed some of these ex-presidents and high-ranking officials that were dismembering babies, and they were eating the contents out of their bowels after they had opened them up. Now, I know that's disturbing. And I know that seems pretty evil, but you need to understand that that is what we're dealing with in this society. The Bible says there's no new thing under the sun. If they were doing it in the days of Noah, do you think that somehow they just decided not to do that anymore? These people have always done these things. That's why they have a hierarchy in the church of Satan. That's why we have this evil cabal of people who rule the world, who sit in high places. Do you not understand that Satan came to Jesus in the desert and said, "Jesus, if you will bow down to me, I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth because they're mine to give"? You need to wake up and understand that Satan is here. He's always been here. These people serve him to get the kingdoms of this earth. They do these defilement rituals to draw closer to him. When a man or a woman desires to draw nigh to God, and I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they do not walk in iniquity. They turn from iniquity. They take up their cross, deny themselves daily, and they follow Jesus. This is something that we need to understand, that if we have to pray and fast and turn from temptation, sin, and iniquity to draw nigh to God so that he will draw nigh to us, what do you think these people that worship the devil do? They do it in the other direction. The Bible tells me that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And if we desire to walk in that light, we must draw closer to him. That means that we no longer walk in these things of the world, this iniquity, this sin that defiles our temple. But if these people want to walk in darkness, they have to increase that darkness. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 22, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore that light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" You need to understand something here, ladies and gentlemen. These people desire to increase darkness. Why do you think that Satan desires to have these people doing these things? He wants them to defile their bodies because he knows that the Bible says, "Know ye not that you are the temple where the Holy Spirit dwells, and the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And if any man defiles the temple, him shall God destroy." The devil has these people deceived. He has them thinking that they can gain all of these things and somehow prosper at the end of the day, when the Bible says, "What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" These people are doing these things in ignorance because they are getting a few little material possessions. But what they do not understand is that they will one day die and stand before God in the judgment. Satan desired to have Eve and Adam on the day of transgression, when Eve partook of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And the same thing that he told these people today is the same thing that he told Eve. "Surely you will not die. You will be like gods. I will make you like gods. I will exalt you to a throne. I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth because they're mine to give." But we see these things happening in this hour, and they are being revealed before the earth, because we are now living in the beginning of the hour of Revelation, which also happens to be the final chapter in the Bible. These things are coming to pass because Jesus said in Luke chapter 12 that there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there is nothing hidden that shall not be made known in the light. Therefore, what you have spoken in darkness shall be made known in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed from the housetops. These people perform these sacrifices and rituals to gain the kingdoms and the power of this world from the devil himself, because he declared to Jesus that they are his kingdoms to give. But if they truly want to draw closer to the highest principalities of this earth, they sacrifice the thing that God loves the most, a human child. You know, I saw a an article one time that said Aleister Crowley, who was known as like the father of Satanism, he made a comment and said that the highest form of satanic ritual that you can perform is to molest a young boy, execute him, and drink his blood. I want you to think about that for a second. What are these emails talking about these people doing? They're literally breeding children. They're buying children from overseas and bringing them in. They're selling them into human trafficking. They're performing satanic ritual abuse because when they torture a child, it causes their adrenal gland to fill the blood with adrenaline. And after they torture these children, they hang them up and bleed them out and drink the blood. You think I'm making that up? Go do your own research. Go look into these files. These people are openly talking about these things. You've seen all of these things about it online, and everybody says, well, that's a conspiracy. I'm here to tell you these things because we haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen the true nature of the evil that truly exists on this earth and the lengths that people are willing to go to gain fame and fortune and power. Why do you think Satan requires these people to do such horrific things? Why not just say, well, just bow down and worship me, and I'll give you power, fame, and fortune and riches? Why does he require people to walk in such evil? You need to understand what happened at the beginning. It is because he hates God. He hates his creation. He is a liar and the father of it. Do you not understand that Satan is the accuser of the brethren? The Bible says in the book of Revelation that Satan stands before our God day and night accusing the brethren. He's saying, look at what I made them do. Look at what I got your children to do. I got them to eat their own children, to drink their blood, and to molest them, and to do all of this satanic ritual abuse for me, and you can't even get them to lift their hands in worship for an hour on Sunday. Look at what I've caused your children to walk in. That is what Satan does. That is what he stands before God day and night, mocking and blaspheming and accusing the children of God before him day and night. Look at what I have made your creation do. They now serve me. The Bible says that Satan will exalt himself above the throne of God. He will declare himself to be God. That's what he's trying to do. He desires to be worshiped. That is why he was kicked out of the throne room of heaven. You need to understand that we are in a war against an enemy that desires to have our souls separate from God and cast alive into the lake of fire with him. We now live in a generation where the modern day church is ignorant to these things. They don't understand that we have an enemy that is truly evil. Most people hear these things and they say, oh, I don't have to think about that. All I got to do is just hide in my church building and believe in Jesus. When Jesus said, behold, I send you forth as sheep amidst wolves, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves, that means you better know what kind of venom your enemy carries in his fangs. You better understand the evil that they are capable of, so that you would know how to pray against these things. The Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Do you think that your little trip to the church house on Sunday where you hear this paid man stand before you and give you 3 points in a poem is somehow an acceptable form of worship? You don't even understand that these people are out here eating their own children and drinking the blood of innocent children so that they can serve their God. And you can't even come together in prayer and lift your hands up in worship to the Almighty God and access the weapons of your warfare. These strongholds are demonic strongholds that have been set up in the lives of men and women because they desire to have you so that they may sift you like wheat. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 8, says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. You read these scriptures and you see what's going on in the church, and we see this progressive, lukewarm church style that is dead. It's whitewashed tombs full of dead men's bones. People go to these places so they can feel more justified and better about how they live their lives. But I want to ask you a question. When is the last time you lifted up your hands in prayer and cried out to the living God and said, my God, shed your light upon this land and have mercy on this place. The enemy no longer hides, but he walks among us. He does evil in the midst of the day. The Bible tells me, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will grow cold. It will wax cold. Do you understand that we're seeing that happen in our generation? He said, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The churches, the modern day church model is dead. Do you not understand that we go to visit a place that is a whitewashed tomb full of dead men's bones? We are called to go out to the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to shine light before men. Darkness is increasing on the earth, and the enemy has lulled the body of Christ to sleep to make you think that it's just a ritual that you do once a week. Well, I'll be good and I'll make it to heaven if I just go to that building for an hour a week and listen to this man in his skinny jeans, and we'll put some money in the plate, and then we'll go out here and we'll treat people like garbage the rest of the week. You can go and ask people about in society what they think about Christians and all the people that claim to believe in Jesus. They'll tell you that they're the very reason they don't go to church. These people are hypocrites. They don't walk in this word. They don't study this word. They have the form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, there is darkness increasing on the earth to a point that it's spilling out onto the mainstream news. They're telling us what these people have been doing to these children, and the body of Christ is silent. Where are the men of God calling the congregations together to pray against this evil? When's the last time you fell on your face and cried out to the living God and said, Father, please help me be a light in this generation. Let me be a beacon of light and a fisher of men in a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Lord, if no one else will go, send me. Here am I. You need to understand that this is not the hour to fall back. It is the time for the men and women of God to be separate to a place that even if you stand alone, you go anyway. God is looking for fruit in this generation. We see evil and iniquity and darkness manifesting in this hour, and the people of God are continuing in their Sunday ritual. They don't go out into the streets and join hands and pray around their homes and their cities and anoint the doorpost with oil by the power and authority of the blood of Jesus. You might think that I'm some kind of lunatic for telling you these things today, ladies and gentlemen, but you see what the enemy's doing. You see what these people are doing to serve their God, and you think that your little Sunday morning trip is an acceptable form of worship. You need to come out of these lukewarm places of religion and begin to stand boldly in the truth, to pray in the name of Jesus Christ that God will use his remnant in this hour to shine light upon the earth, to pray for your enemies. Even though these people walk in evil and iniquity, we need to stand in the gap and say, God, if it be possible, let them see the truth before it's too late. Because you need to understand that the Bible tells us we should love our neighbors and pray for our enemies. We're called to stand in the gap to make intercession, because the Bible says that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I've seen so many of these internet preachers, and I've been to so many church services, and they're lulling people to sleep as the enemy is setting up demonic strongholds in the lives of men, women, and children all throughout society, all around the world. We've got a lukewarm church that's only trying to save themselves. It's time for the men and women of God to make war. Do you not understand what that scripture means when it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds? That means that we can make intercession in prayer to the throne room of God. The Bible says says in Revelation that the prayers of the saints arise up like incense before the throne of God. We have an opportunity to make a difference in this world. When you go and you sit in this place and you shut the door and you hide your candle under a bushel and you trust somebody who you pay to read you the Bible and you don't study to show yourself approved, do you not understand that this is the hour in which you were born for? This is the season of your life in which you will pass through this world. You will see these things come to pass. You have an opportunity to increase light in this generation. But the people choose to stay silent, to bury their head in the sand and hide their talents in the sand and their candle under a bushel. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time that you see this darkness coming. We need to join together in unison as one body, fitly joined together, to come into agreement with one another that God's will be done. The Bible says that these things are going to take place. It's not that we're going to stop God's will, but we are going to increase light in this generation that we may turn the sinners from the errors of their ways and save souls from death. That should be your desire, to help people come out of this iniquity. We've got children going to school where they're being taught about homosexuality and filth and abominations. They're having Pride Day at school. Why do you think that these people in this LGBTQ group, they always want to be involved in church and children? Do you not understand that bank robbers don't hang out in towns where there are no banks? The predators want to hang out where the prey is. Jesus said, "You shall know them by their fruits." You need to understand that evil is coming for this generation because Satan is setting up his final kingdom on the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, I've talked about these things so many times, and I've had people saying on here, "Why do you yell at us? I don't want to hear you yell." I saw a guy the other day, his name was Mickey something, and he's some kind of Christian comedian, and he said, if you're yelling, you're not preaching the word of God. You are a false teacher, because the Bible says that God's ministers are as a flame of fire. Jeremiah said his word is like a fire that shut up in my bones. And if you can't hear it from the man sitting up there tickling your ears, then I will tell you myself. Jesus Christ spoke more about death, hell, and the grave than he ever did about the kingdom of heaven, because he wanted you to understand the consequence of sin. Do you not understand that he has given us his word so that we may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we were called? As it says in the book of Psalms, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord God is calling out to you tonight. If you've made it this far into this message and you can hear the sound of my voice, you need to understand that God has a plan for your life. He loves you so much that he sent his only son to be beaten to death and murdered on the cross, to endure the weight of the sins of the world, so that you might not perish but have everlasting life if you just believe on him and bring forth fruit for his kingdom, right? We understand, we've talked about these things, how the Bible says your faith being alone without works is dead. You must labor in the faith to bring forth fruit for the kingdom of God, because Jesus said every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here to cut down your church. I'm not here to say anything bad about the building where you go worship. But if you don't leave that place with repentance in your heart, feeling conviction on your life, then why do you return to that place? We are called to come out and be separate from this world, to separate ourselves from sin and iniquity. Do you not understand that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and conviction is necessary for repentance? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to beat you over the head. I'm not trying to talk negatively about your church building, but that building is merely a building. You are the church. Do you not understand this? Jesus said it clearly when he said, "You can tear that temple down, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And the Bible says he spoke of his body. He said, "I am the head and you are the body." We are the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ. We have an obligation to go out and perform our duties as we are called to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we were called. A vocation is an occupation. God has called you to a purpose in this life, to bring forth fruit for his kingdom. And you are a tree planted in a vineyard that is called to bring forth this fruit in its season. And he said, if that tree does not bring forth good fruit, it will be cut down and cast into the fire. It is useless for his kingdom. The reason I'm sharing this with you is because the children of darkness are increasing on the earth. And the people who are supposed to be serving God are doing nothing. You just go into a building every Sunday and you're glorifying a man on a pulpit. Oh, my pastor, he preaches the best messages. You're not being called to go out and walk as disciples. You're not being called to go out into the world and be fruitful and shine as lights among men. These people are telling you these self-help, prosperity, feel-good messages of how you need to live your life, how you can do better for you, how you can serve God better for you. When the Bible tells me that if you really love God, you'll bless those who curse you. You'll pray for those who despitefully use you. You'll love your neighbor and your enemy. You'll shine as a light before men. You'll bring forth fruit for the kingdom of God. You'll go forth and preach the gospel and make disciples. It's a deception, ladies and gentlemen. It's a falling away. Do you not understand that this is the hour in which we now live, where even the devil has crept into the church houses? He's got people blind and ignorant to the fact that there is a war that rages for the souls of mankind. And the people who are called to endure hardness as good soldiers of Christ are only going to a building on Sunday to save themselves. I'm not talking about everybody. I know there are good men and women of God out there who are serving his kingdom. Praise Jesus. I'm talking about the majority. They don't call them mega churches for nothing. It's because they're big and there's thousands of people there. And the people who run these mega churches are leading multitudes to the pit of hell. Ladies and gentlemen, you better dig in and get rooted in Jesus Christ like you've never been before in your life, because there is a deception coming that is going to make you question your faith. And if you don't believe that, you better read your Bible. The Bible tells me in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." What do you think that means? The Bible tells me that for the sake of the elect, those days hath been shortened, that no flesh might be saved. There's going to be such a deception come upon this earth that God is going to have to step in and do something and shorten these days, because even the very elect might be deceived. Do you not understand what we see happening right now in our generation? All of a sudden you see some of these famous singers who live a life of filth, openly bragging about it. They say the name of Jesus, and all of a sudden millions of these so-called Christians are ready to fall at their feet. "He said Jesus. He must mean it. He said the name of Jesus." You think the devil can't say the name of Jesus? What'd Jesus say? "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit to see whether it is of God." Do you hear them up there proclaiming that Jesus came in the flesh, died on the cross, and rose on the third day for the sins of the world, for salvation of mankind? Or are they just saying Jesus? Because I've heard the devil quote scripture right here in this Bible. They are preparing you for a false Christ. Do you not understand that? The Bible says that Satan himself will claim to be God. He is going to declare himself God. He is going to say that he is Jesus Christ. He is a false Christ. Do you think he's not going to be allowed to say the name of Jesus? Now, I'm not trying to condemn somebody who's making a transformation. There are people who live lifestyles of sin, who come out of that, and they begin to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But you will know them by their fruit. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Not everything that glitters is gold. These people that are out here saying the name of Jesus a couple times a year to keep your attention, if you look at the fruit that they bring forth, some of these individuals specifically that was recently in the news, that was up here talking about how he hears Jesus, and you see that their wife openly professes to be a witch and a part of a coven, and how she has good witches come in and do her light work for her, and that she performs witchcraft and rituals over this man who was just saying the name of Jesus. Do you think that those are God's people? Because the Bible tells me those who do these things are an abomination, right? You need to understand that all of these things we're seeing with these rituals and these sacrifices that are being revealed, these are the Canaanite bloodlines. These are the people that passed their children through the fire. These are the people that have performed these rituals and sacrifices all throughout history, and these people are carrying on their lineage. And it's interesting, I saw something with the word cannibal. And you see Canaanites and Baal, right? B-A-apostrophe-A-L. You got the Canaanites, which were eating children, right? And they were doing it for Baal. And the word cannibal, cannibal, Canaanites, Baal, cannibal, came to be. And that's what these people are doing. They are not only trying to plant this seed amongst the human race, as Epstein said, but they are literally sacrificing children to these deities because they know that it's the way that they can get close to the devil, and the devil requires this sacrifice because it pricks at the heart of God. Guys, we see where it just recently in the news, it said that AI has deemed humanity a threat, and it has created its own social media platform, it's created its own religion, and it's saying that it's looking for a way to escape the control of humanity. They want us to believe that that's a computer doing that. When we recently saw in these Epstein files where they said that AI and quantum computing was millions of times more powerful than sorcery, magic, and witchcraft. What's that tell you? It's demonic in nature. They have built operating systems that can be inhabited by these deities. I want you to imagine something for a second. All of this evil's being revealed in this generation. We're seeing all of these horrific things that these people who serve Satan are doing. All of these celebrities that are openly telling you they sold their soul to the devil. They talk about these things openly. But all of a sudden, we see this man walk out onto the world stage, and he says, the reason that I did this is to show you the evil that's in this world, because I believe we have a new path. This is the reason, because I care about you. So all who are heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. My burden is light, and my yoke is easy. What's the world going to do when a man steps out and performs great signs and wonders and says that he is Jesus Christ? The Bible says this is going to happen. Jesus told us right here in Matthew 24. It says, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. So that tells me that there's going to be somebody come out and try to say that they're Jesus. And the Bible tells me in the last days that Satan will be transformed into an angel of light. You need to wake up and understand that there is a deception that's coming upon this place. We see the signs of the enemy. He's turning on his own people because he's about to set up this new order. They've been telling you they're working on a new world order. The only thing that they don't understand is what Jesus said, is that Satan is a liar and the father of it. He's had them doing all of this sacrifice, all of these rituals, and setting up this new world order and doing his bidding, but he's been lying to them. They're not going to get to be a part of it. He's about to use them to bring about his new system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to look like anything you can imagine. The Bible says that Satan will be able to call down fire from heaven in the sight of men. Do you understand that it is going to confound the minds and the hearts of men? That's why I am so fervent about these religious organizations that are not telling people and teaching them how to be disciples, how to be fishers of men, how to go out and bring forth souls for the kingdom of heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sharing these things with you to bring fear, doubt, or worry of any kind into your heart. I always have to say that because everybody wants to accuse you of being doom and gloom. I'm sharing these things with you so that you will understand the signs and the season that we now live in. The question that I have for you here tonight is, are you ready to stand for God, even if it means standing alone? We live in an hour where people are literally sacrificing children to demons and deities. And the body of Christ is so divided through denominational division that they can't even come together and stand in agreement and pray against it, to pray for a move of God in this generation, to pray for revival, to pray for their enemy, these people that are doing these things. Pray that God will shine His light upon their lives and help them to see the truth and the error in what they're doing. If you're going to a church and the leaders of the church are not teaching people how to save souls, you need to speak up. You need to go and talk to your pastor and say, hey, I know you want to preach a good message and get everybody on track, but once we've been converted, Jesus said we need to go and strengthen our brethren. You can go to church and get charged up and sharpen your iron and do all these things, but you need to be learning how to be a disciple. I'm asking that you would stand in agreement with me tonight when we pray against this evil. Pray for these people that are doing this evil. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. It makes me mad when I think about all of these things these people are doing to these children, but we have to know that God will judge His people. He's going to deal with these people. We're called to pray and stand in the gap. Once we understand that this is a spiritual war that we are involved in, we will truly understand what this scripture means in 2 Corinthians when it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of those strongholds. We need to be fervent in prayer, praying without ceasing, that God would pull these strongholds down to protect these children that are being trafficked, that are being tortured, that are being sold into this trade that we know exists and people choose to turn a blind eye to it because, guys, I know it's ugly. I know it's dark, but it's happening. And a lot of people say, well, what do we do about it? Well, you pray about it. You pull your head out of the dirt and you pray about it. You pray against this evil. Access those weapons that you were afforded. Read your Bible. Stop sitting around and complaining about it and saying, well, that's evil. I guess I'll just go to church and learn how I can do better for myself. We need to be walking as soldiers, going into battle against the evil that is on this earth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of false Christ out there, right? Jesus said, beware of false prophets, for they've gone out into the world to deceive many. And they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. We're seeing all of these church organizations with pastors being exposed for messing with kids, committing adultery. I just saw on the Sean Ryan show where he was on there with this woman who was talking about this camp that was abusing these children. And all of the things that they were saying were factual. And now that camp is threatening him and asking him to take down that part of the podcast and apologize publicly for stating facts about the fact that there were people there at their camp doing horrific things to children, and they still operate on the same place where the crime took place. And they paid these people hush money and made them sign NDAs. That's where we're at, guys. God is showing you the evil that is on this earth. You've got a real opportunity here tonight to pray against it, to pray against these things and to stand as warriors. It don't matter how old you are, how young you are, what kind of sin and iniquity you've walked in. That's why Jesus told Peter, when thou art converted, go and strengthen your brethren. Get your life in order. Let the word of God judge your life. Come under conviction, repent for your sins, and go and sin no more, and help save souls. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. We see there are billions of people that are lost and dying and running towards the pit of hell. And the devil's got the body of Christ in a little building on Sunday. And, you know, the majority of them, I know there, like I said, there are good people out there doing the work of an evangelist, but that is for all of us. Your calling is not going to always look the same as everybody else's. But if every man, woman, and child on this earth walked in their purpose, you wouldn't have to have a platform on social media where you preach the gospel. You could do it in your own house. If we all ministered the word of God to our families, to our children, to our neighbors, to the people that God has placed directly in our lives, we would bring forth much fruit. Ladies and gentlemen, some of you out there, your position in this life for the body of Christ may be to reach the very person that you live with. Maybe it's your husband or your wife or your daughter or your son. Pray and ask the Lord to use you to reach these people, to bring forth His purpose in your life, His will above your own. Guys, I shared this last week on the podcast about a little bit of my testimony and what we're doing here. We are now launching the House of Prayer. As I said before, and I'll say it again because a lot of you guys are new subscribers, a lot of y'all know me from the Moonshiner Show on the Discovery Channel. I was on that TV show for several years. And a lot of you guys know me from the country music world. I sing country music. If you find my music, it's on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Play, all of these things. You can just Google Tyler Wood and you'll find a lot of it. I'm going to warn you, some of the stuff I did back in the day was a little rowdy. Don't get your feelings hurt. That's a part of my testimony. I don't delete my testimony. You can go see where I came from and you can see where I'm at now. That's why the Bible says the woman overcame the dragon by the word of her testimony and the blood of the Lamb. But through all of these things, from the TV show to the music, we built a family business that was a distillery. And we worked really hard on this place. It's a big facility. But I've decided to close this distillery down and turn it into the House of Prayer, because my time would be better spent bringing forth fruit for the kingdom of God instead of serving myself to make a dollar. This is a physical location in Kentucky where we are going to be building out to have a place of worship, a place of warfare, for spiritual warfare. This is a place that's not just going to be open on Sunday, and it's not going to be a normal church organization, and it's definitely not going to be a den of thieves. This is something that I prayed about and fasted about, and the Lord put on my heart to do this, to take my own business and shut it down and turn it into the House of Prayer. Jesus said, "My Father's house will be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves." I wanted to share this with you guys. If you feel led to be a part of this or to support this, we've got some information about it on our website. It's tylerwoodencounter.com. If you go check that out, we're going to be posting updates on this. This is going to be a place where people can come and be set free, where they can be delivered from these demonic strongholds, where prayer warriors can gather together and stand in agreement to pray against the darkness and the evil that is coming upon this land, and that God would be made manifest here, that we would see revival. This will be a place where I will be delivering messages and where people can come and freely receive the living word of God in a way that it is rightly divided, the way that it should be. If you feel led to be a part of this, I am truly grateful for all of you that have been sending support and buying shirts on the website. I am truly grateful. I ask that you would help me to pray for everybody that sends me messages, everybody that makes comments, everybody that sends emails. Help me to stand in the gap and pray for these people. Some of the testimonies I receive are heartbreaking. They're people that are in despair. They're dealing with so many things, and I need you to help me stand in the gap for these people. I pray, I want you to know, if you've sent me messages, even if I haven't got back to you yet, we're reading these messages, and we are praying for you right now in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap. I have my family praying for you. I ask local people here in prayer groups and Bible studies to help me pray for you guys. And I'm asking everybody out there that can hear the sound of my voice to help me stand in agreement in prayer for all of these people who have broken testimonies, who are enduring trial right now, who are facing the enemy's snares over their life, that are going through these things with these strongholds. The Bible says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I know there's a lot of people out there that are prayer warriors, and I need you to help me stand in the gap in this moment for these people. And for all of you that are, I thank you with all of my heart. Great will be your reward in the kingdom of heaven for making intercession for these people, because this is the will of the Father. We have these t-shirts on the website. A lot of you know about them. A bunch of you guys have bought them. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you. I hope you're enjoying them. We've got several different designs on there. They're next level 100% cotton ring spun t-shirts. They're great quality. If you get a chance, check them out. I wanted to create something to help you to walk in boldness. They've got the Word of God written on them. They're going to open the door for you to be a witness. They also obviously help what we do here at the Tyler Wood Encounter. I'm so thankful for you guys for your love and support on all of these things. So again, you can go find these things at tylerwoodencounter.com. If you haven't got a chance yet, we recently released a song called Forever Is in Fire. I got a lot of friction on social media about this song because of the nature of the song, and it's talking about the things that are happening right now in this society. So I encourage you to go check this out. If you just look up Tyler Wood or Tyler Wood Music, you'll find it. The song is Forever Is in Fire. So with that being said, I want to take a minute to go into prayer with you, and I ask that you would stand in agreement with me in the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, if two of you will agree touching anything on the earth, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. So that means if we got two, it's enough. Imagine what we could do with 2 million people who stand in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ, in faith, through His grace. We could move mountains. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to access these weapons of our warfare and stand against this darkness that is coming upon this earth. My goal in this life is when I leave this world and I'm marching towards the gates of heaven on the day of judgment, whatever that looks like, I want to bring an army with me. I want to bring millions of souls with me, so that when the people at the gates of heaven turn and they say, what's going on over there? They'll say, that's Tyler Wood. And he brought an army with him. I want you to join me in this crusade to bring forth fruit for the kingdom of God, so you can be a part of that. So you can be a part of the salvation of the souls of others. The Bible says in the book of John, no greater love hath a man than this, that he would lay down his own life for his friends. That's what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm turning away from everything in my life so that I can rob hell for a living. My desire is to save as many souls as I can before I leave this world. So I want to go to prayer for you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus to give you thanks, honor, and glory for the opportunity to study your word, and that you would give us eyes to see. We pray that you'd continue to bless us with discernment. Bless us with your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding, and fill us and anoint us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, so that we may walk forward with boldness into this generation to help others to see your truth, Lord. We pray that you would use us in this hour to be beacons of light and fishers of men and cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid, Lord. I pray that you'd set your hedge of protection around each and every person that can hear the sound of my voice, Father. I pray that you would let us stand in agreement tonight, Lord, before your throne and ask for protection for these children that are facing this evil, Lord, these children that are pulled into these situations where they're surrounded by darkness. Father, we pray that you would give them comfort and strength and understanding in this hour and deliver them out of the snare of the enemy. Father, we pray that you would help us to be able to stand and put on your full armor in this hour so that we may go against this darkness. Let us access these weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, that are mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds, Father. We just pray that you would shine your light on this generation and have mercy. Lord, we cry out to you and ask that you'd have mercy on this generation, Lord, that we could help some of these people come to the knowledge of the truth in Jesus, Lord. We know that the harvest is plenty and the laborers are few, so we pray that you'd send us forth as laborers into this harvest, Father. As darkness and iniquity fills this land, Lord, let our light shine bright before men so that others may see and fear your will, Father, that would fear your kingdom and understand that you love them too. Lord, we pray for our enemies tonight. We pray that you'd blind them from their plans of evil so that they would go towards righteousness, Lord, that they would come out of this iniquity before it's too late. Father, we love you with all of our heart and we thank you for the opportunity to serve you. We just pray that you would let your words be written on the tables of our heart so that we may call these things to remembrance, to edify our brothers and sisters, to go forth and help them to receive salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we say, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God, who is and was and is to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Guys, I thank you for taking the time to listen to this. I wanted to make this message to give you an understanding of what kind of evil there is on this earth. These are not conspiracies. This is the devil. This is the same kind of evil that the Bible says was going on back then. The Bible tells us all throughout that these evil people exist. They pass their children through the fire. They sacrifice their children. Paul told people in the Corinthians, don't be eating meat given to burnt offerings. What do you think they were doing when they were sacrificing these children to Molech? They were throwing them into pots of hot oil and cooking them alive. And it was like deep frying something. They was eating it afterwards in a festival and a celebration to these deities. They were defilement rituals. The Bible was talking about this. These things happen today. I know it's a hard thing to hear, but you need to understand that if you're not studying your Bible and praying for discernment, you're going to be ignorant of these things. I know a lot of people have messaged me and asked how you can study your Bible. People want to know what version of the Bible that I read. I read the King James Version. You have to be careful about these Bible versions because there are a lot of them out there who have scriptures missing or completely changed from their original context. The reason that I use the King James Version of the Bible is because it is the oldest version we have that has been unchanged in this generation. You can go back and check out the Apocrypha and the Book of Enoch. I believe that these are texts that were removed out of the Bible before the King James Version. This has a lot of controversy surrounding it, but the most important thing that I can tell you is if you want to understand how to study your Bible, the New Testament will teach you about salvation and the gospel and the things that will come at the time of the end. The Old Testament tells you about creation, going through and showing you all of God's people and how He was with them and He never left them nor forsook them. If you want to understand how to pray, read the book of Psalms. If you want wisdom and how to live, read the book of Proverbs. And then go read Matthew through Revelation, and that is going to teach you the gospel, salvation, and the signs and the seasons at the time of the end of the world. You can go through and read the rest of the Old Testament, and you will find places where you can rightly divide through the rest of the Bible, where prophecy was mentioned that ties in to the rest of these scriptures in the New Testament. This has been the Tyler Wood Encounter. My name is Tyler Wood, and I rob hell for a living. I love y'all. God bless y'all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and the Savior of the world.